the late banjo maker Scott Didlake called the instrument a well of souls. One look at the gourd banjo, with its goatskin head and papyrus neck, reveals a glimpse of the aching history of souls taken from Africa in shackles and forced into slavery in North America. And with them, they brought the music. Archivist and ethnomusicologist Greg Adams has been studying the banjo for nearly 20 years.
Some people say, oh, the banjo, it's such a happy instrument and, you know, you can't play a sad song on it. Part of me feels like, well, that's just an excuse for not looking at a deeper history that deals with a very painful reality. We've chosen to cloak it in this happy sound. But if we actually take the time to look at it more deeply, we see how complex it is and also how interconnected all of us are to this deeper story.
Part of that story begins centuries ago in West Africa, where people still play counterparts of the banjo, like the akonting, which you're hearing right now. White men first played the instrument in the 1800s, but it wasn't a pretty sight. They performed in blackface, mocking African slaves. And that was just the beginning of the stereotypes.
When one says the word banjo, it evokes an idea of a southern white hillbilly sitting on a mountaintop playing a good old tune. In the 19th century, if you thought of the banjo, the first thing that you would think of would be African Americans. So in the 19th century, the banjo is typically associated as coming out of African American culture. Somehow in the 20th century, the banjo shifts commercially and is then reprojected as an instrument of whiteness.
Adam says that's why the banjo is a good place to start the often uneasy conversations about race relations.
From my perspective, I want to know is how do we use the changing access to information, not only about our past, but how do we use that information today to have more inclusive, critical, and open conversations about it? And I think for me, that's what's beginning to happen more and more.
Banjo historian Greg Adams will present his research, accompanied by his four banjos, at St. Mindred's St. Bede Theater at 7 o'clock tonight. Cass Harrington, WNIN News.